Now, the time is 13 minutes to 7, and care homes have said more than once that they would like to have regular coronavirus testing, but guidance seen by this programme has suggested that this might not happen. Sancha Berg, our correspondent, is on the line. What does the guidance that you've looked at say, Sancha?
Well, what it says is presently we would expect targeted repeat testing where there are outbreaks and evidence of sustained transmission. There's nothing about regular routine testing, which the care providers, as you said, have asked for. They're worried it could easily get back into a care home, brought in, for instance, by a staff member who didn't know they had it because they had no symptoms. I asked the Department for Health and Social Care about this as well, and they said repeat testing would depend on clinical advice and testing capacity.
What have we learned from the testing that has taken place?
Well, nothing's been published by the department, but I have been speaking to one of the providers who was involved in the pilot which took place over the last couple of weeks. That's MHA. And this was a pilot for whole home testing. That's testing all staff and residents in a care home at the same time. MHA have shown us the results from their testing, and what they show is that most homes had at least one person who was positive without symptoms. So out of 28 homes tested last week, 20 had at least one staff member or resident who was positive but didn't show it or know it. And another provider that I've spoken to had a very high overall rate of people who were asymptomatic and positive.
Sancha, thank you very much. And the chief executive of the MHA care home chain, which is the largest non-profit care provider in the UK, Sam Monaghan, is on the line now. Good morning.
Good morning, Michelle.
How much of a worry are these asymptomatic cases to you?
Hugely, because when we've been through, obviously, the period of nobody else coming into our homes, we've still seen homes having or developing cases and outbreaks. And the only real way that that could have come in and then been spread is because you've got asymptomatic staff and asymptomatic residents. And I think our figures are around 3% of those staff who've been tested who were asymptomatic have come back with positive, and about 5% of residents. And I suppose if you've got people walking around the home, interacting with others, then you're going to have that real risk of continuing to bring the infection in. And with the relaxation of some of the lockdown measures out in the community, there then could be the potential for our staff to then be more susceptible to picking up the virus and then bringing it into our homes.
So I'm sure now everyone working in the care home is operating with PPE all
yes,
the time.
That's right. Yeah.
But you're clearly still worried about the risk of the virus spreading.
Well, I will give you an example from just 2 weeks ago. We'd had a home where there had been no infection throughout the whole pandemic. We had a case develop, and in one of our residents, they started to show symptoms. They were tested, found to be positive, and none of the residents had been in or out of hospital. There was no other way that it could have come in, and yet none of the staff were presenting any symptoms. And at that point, it was before the whole home testing procedure was in, there was a real reluctance to test staff. They were going to test the residents, but they weren't going to test the staff. But that was the most highly likely way that the infection could have come into the home.
What would be the testing regime that you would recommend? Once a week for every resident, every member of staff?
I think what we're saying is either once a week or once a fortnight. Some of the research that seems to be done would suggest that weekly would be the most effective way. I think Professor Grassley has produced a report. He's part of SAGE, and he has come out with a report which recommends weekly, but at least fortnightly testing to ensure that we've got a rolling program so that we can ensure that our staff and our residents, we know who has got the virus.
And just for your chain, how many people would that involve?
That would involve around 6,000 staff and around 4,500 to 5,000 residents.
I see. So that would involve testing around 10,000 people every week,
yeah.
or every fortnight.
Fortnight,
I
yes.
mean, it would probably then result in you having to, if what you're saying about the asymptomatic staff members is borne out, it would probably immediately mean that, you know, you'd have to tell some staff that they couldn't come to work and then bring in agency staff?
I mean, what we're finding is we have passed the highest point where we were seeing cases and mortality rates. And also we have got more staff now returning back to work in terms of no longer needing to be self-isolated. So earlier in April, we had a real high point for both mortality and staff being off and self-isolating. That has improved. So with the test results coming back now and seeing some staff having to actually go off because they have got the infection, we are able to cover most of those with our own staff. Occasionally, we will have to bring in agency.
And when you have put this to the government, is the answer you get back that the testing will come to you, but it's presented as a one-off, or in the case of outbreaks, nothing more than that?
So what we've been told at the moment is that if our staff or residents have had negative tests this first time round, they won't be tested again unless they start to display symptoms. Mm-hmm. But by then it could be too late, because you would have had other people who would have potentially had the infection and have passed that or spread that within the home. So this is a really vital tool in our armoury to really try to manage as effectively as we possibly could the ongoing infection in our homes.
And on the practicalities of it, has most of the testing so far been on the basis of home testing kits, or have people come to the home, or in case of staff, have they been tested at the drive-through centres?
The new whole home testing is where the kits are brought in, and we've still got in places where they haven't actually been tested yet, people going to the drive-in centres, or we've had public health coming in and doing those tests. The initial period of the pilot for whole home tests was a bit rocky in some places, with delays or with some tests getting lost or with some tests coming back as inconclusive. But
now,
that's generally improving now.
So now, would you be happy that if you got what you wanted of weekly or fortnightly testing, would you be happy for it to be on the basis of the home testing kits?
Yes, definitely. I mean, the only thing I would say, however, is that for people with dementia, this is a very invasive process. It's not a pleasant process anyway, but the saliva test would be so much better for those with dementia because it's far less intrusive. And obviously, if you've not got capacity, that can be a real issue.
Sam Monaghan of MHA.